I was at the football yesterday. I go to football most weeks, and football supporters don't expect to see the players in their own team tackling one another in public. The football like that would lead to stadiums empty of spectators.
Yeah,
it's the same when it comes to politics.
We're all going to have to choose, Jim, aren't you, in the future, maybe the very, very near future, exactly who you're playing for and which set of supporters you're most keen to please. The Herald newspaper in Scotland this morning is reporting that Scottish politicians, Labour politicians, are being sounded out on the idea of full control of income tax for the Scottish Parliament. That's a very fundamental question. What is your view on that? Should the Scottish Parliament have full control of income tax, Jim?
Well, I know who I've wanted to play for, but I accept, however, my era of a football player is long gone. But in terms of the policy of devolution and what more power on income tax and on welfare, look, the Scottish Labour Party had a two-year process, the Devolution Commission. It came to what I thought was quite an ambitious set of proposals. Mm. It's important that the plans for the Scottish Parliament and more powers match the passion of the referendum. Now, all three candidates in this leadership contest, and I hope you don't mind saying that the other candidates, Neil Findlay and Sarah Boyack, are both brilliant. I'm glad that the Scottish Labour Party has a wide choice. But all three of us have decided not to rewrite 2 years of work in just a day or two of the campaign.
Jim, forgive me, does that mean that you do not believe that the Scottish Parliament should have full control of income tax? Do you in fact think that it's a Tory trap? That's how Gordon Brown has described it in the past. Should they or not? Because a lot of people in Scotland want that power.
Well, I think you should decide these things based upon what's good for Scotland.
And you think it would be bad for Scotland?
No, one of the important things about a tax system, and we saw this when the financial crisis and crash of 2008, is how when across the United Kingdom, the four nations, you have a tax system that supports one another, that spreads wealth around the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And those are the sorts of tests that I want to have. Now, when Scotland has voted so strongly, with over 2 million people voting no, to stay as part of the United Kingdom, it wouldn't make sense to give up voluntarily one of the real strengths of the United Kingdom, which is devolved tax system, yes, but while retaining aspects of a UK system. And I do think that's important. That's sharing and pooling and that solidarity that comes from being part of something bigger.
You know better than I do that in saying that, Jim, you are taking on a substantial slice of your own party in Scotland and a probably even bigger slice of public opinion among the voters of Scotland. Are you prepared to do that, and do you think you can win?
My approach to this is I'm going to try and build a team. I don't ask people whether you're left-wing Labour, right-wing Labour, old or new Labour. I only care that you want to get rid of losing Labour.
Yeah.
And the Scottish Labour Party has got itself into a bad habit in recent years of accepting that we can win for UK elections north of the border here, but we aren't winning for Scottish elections.
So the answer then is that you think it's their job, if you're elected leader, if you have that honour and distinction, it's going to be their job to fall in behind you. And if you think that full tax-raising powers are a bad idea, it's going to be their job to support that view.
No, I think, obviously, in a leadership contest, I mean, it's up to the party members and trade unionists. They will make a decision here in Scotland. I'm confident that my agenda of more power for the Scottish Parliament, more power on tax, more power on welfare, more power for the Scottish Labour Party, trying to generate more prosperity in Scotland, because politicians love to...
But let's talk about tax, just as good an example as
that. Well, hold on a second, John. And politicians love to debate how to spend money. Mm. We've also got to have a discussion, as importantly, about how we raise the money and generate the income. And then you have a kind of conversation about how you eradicate poverty. But so the Scottish Parliament, my view, should have more tax powers.
But not full tax powers.
But at the moment, the Devolution Commission, after 2 years' work, came to the view that it has. And I'm not going in the early hours of a leadership contest undo 2 years of work.
Okay.